You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, Public Radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Emily McCord. Good morning. Recently, a WYSO listener got curious. Dave Chisar of Oakwood heard a story we did about the 6,000 abandoned properties in Dayton.
At the end of the piece, it said that really the one thing that needs to happen is people need to start purchasing the property.
He's wondering, how do you actually do that? Who do you call? Is there a list?
Who really is the person or group that can kind of transform those 6,000 vacant and distressed properties into properties that have a name, price, and location?
For our new series, Why So Curious, Lewis Wallace set out to explore how Dayton's vacant properties change hands.
There's a personal story behind Dave Chisar's question. He's an artist, and he has dreams of opening an artist space with some friends. For the sake of example, I asked Dave to pick out a vacant property he's been eyeing. And we meet in South Park to take a look.
The windows are boarded up, but it looks like it has some big space to it.
It's this solid three-story building with two little storefronts on the bottom floor.
Looks like a lot of potential, so...
So he's interested. To me, it looks cold. There are these big holes near the roof.
So 1420 Wayne.
Yeah, I'm guessing 1420 Wayne.
The next step is call the city of Dayton and ask Dave's question. What do you do if you want to buy up a vacant property?
Planning Community Development. This is John. Can I help you?
John Carter with the city says buyers need to do their homework. Who's the owner? Is it bank-owned? Is it on a demolition list? Is it even for sale?
Every vacant house out there probably has a slightly different story. It could be in a mortgage foreclosure. It could be behind in taxes. It could just be sitting there vacant because the owners are snowbirds and they're in Florida for half the year.
In any case, he says to start on the Montgomery County Auditor's website where there are public tax records for every property. I give that a shot for Dave's dream house.
So now I'm going to go to Montgomery County Auditor, property taxes, search by property address. That's what we want. 1420 Wayne. All right, it's coming up.
The house is owned by Lucy and Thomas Radominski, and they don't owe any taxes. From another internet search, they also don't seem to be selling or renting the place. So why is this three-story house just sitting there? The Radominski's phone number is disconnected, but there's an address listed online. It's in a subdivision north of Dayton.
Hi.
Hi. I'm really sorry to bother you. I'm looking for the Radominskis.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the right residence?
Yeah, it's Lucy. She's the one that lives here.
The woman who answers the door is Lucy Radominski's caretaker. Lucy's 83 years old.
Lucy's
super charming. She welcomes me into her warm house, and we sit down in her kitchen, and I explain the situation.
Well, I said, just pick one that you find intriguing. And he picked 1420 Wayne.
Oh, that's a familiar address.
But the details are hazy. She recalls there used to be businesses in the storefronts and renters living upstairs, but she doesn't remember why they left.
Why did you end up purchasing it in the first place?
My husband did. I didn't do it. But he's gone, so.
Her adult kids manage the property now. I ask when she and Thomas bought the place.
Oh, I don't remember when, but it's been a long time. It's not too good when you get old like me. Darn it!
This is the story of this one old property. But remember, we're actually talking about 6,000 vacant properties, all with their own stories. Dave Chisar wants this information to be accessible in one place. In fact, he has a vision, an answer to his own question.
Well, if it were like a magical combination between, like, Trulia, Zillow, and eBay.
It would connect buyers to owners, city services, property records, make it easy for homes to change hands, for Dayton to rebuild. But right now, that service doesn't exist, and no one's planning to create it. So people like Dave, who want to buy vacant properties, will have to track down those stories one by one. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.
For our new series, Why So Curious, you ask the questions and WYSO reporters answer them. Listener Dave Chisar emailed us that question. Now it's your turn. Check out WYSO.org to weigh in on what we'll explore next. The This is 91.3 WYSO.